Last Sunday, we celebrated Easter in a very unusual way. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, normal activities inside church buildings, including church services, have been suspended in the United Kingdom until further notice. Consequently, many churches have decided to do as much as possible online using apps such as YouTube, WhatsApp, and Zoom. However, despite the empty pews and chairs inside the church buildings, we still enjoyed via the internet powerful Easter messages and uplifting songs from the comfort of our homes. We thank God for the technology that made this possible. It is good to know that although we are locked down in our homes, the Church of Christ is not on lockdown. The body of Christ remains strong despite the disruptions caused by COVID-19. In his first novel titled Things Fall Apart, the famous Nigerian novelist and poet, the late Professor Chinua Achebe, made the following statement: "An old woman is always uneasy when dry bones are mentioned in a proverb." The uneasiness is probably because dry bones signify bad news, especially bad news about death. The message God laid on my heart this morning is about bones, very many dry bones. The vision about the valley of dry bones, which God gave prophet Ezekiel, is one of the best known visions in the Bible. Through it, God sent a powerful message of encouragement and hope to the people of Israel during their exile in Babylon. It is my prayer that God will use this message to encourage us today as we continue to deal with the COVID-19 crisis and other problems in our lives. The title of this message is Look Beyond the Grave, and I would like to focus on the following key points. There is power in God's Word, a reminder of God's creative power, and God will open up the graves. Let us now consider the 3 points in detail. There is power in God's Word. Due to the sins of the people of Israel, their land was conquered by the Babylonians, and many of them were taken as captives and deported to Babylon. According to the American Bible scholar John MacArthur, Ezekiel and his wife were among 10,000 Jews taken captive to Babylon in 597 BC. They lived in Tel Abib on the bank of the Cheba River, probably southeast of Babylon. It was during this time in captivity that God gave Ezekiel this vision of the valley of dry bones. In the vision, the sovereign Lord showed prophet Ezekiel a valley full of dry bones. In Ezekiel 37:11, God explained to Ezekiel that the bones represented the whole house of Israel, and that the Israelites had a very gloomy assessment of their condition in exile. They said, Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. Their situation could be described as dead and completely hopeless. They were experiencing great suffering in a foreign land, and many of them had given up the hope of ever returning to their beloved homeland. They were discouraged, and their future looked uncertain. As I reflected on the condition of the Israelites, I felt that many people here in the UK and in other parts of the world are going through a kind of valley of dry bones experience as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. Life is getting tougher and tougher every day. More people are dying, more people are infected, the lockdown has been extended, the economy is getting worse, more people are losing their jobs or going on furlough, and there seems to be no end in sight to this crisis. With this kind of situation, the temptation is there for us to feel hopeless and discouraged, like the children of Israel. Thank God that his story did not end with the negative assessment made by the Israelites. In Ezekiel 37:4, God gave Ezekiel the following instruction. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God then gave him the word to speak to the dry bones, as recorded in Ezekiel 37:5-6. And he gave him word to speak to the required breath, as you read in Ezekiel 37:9. As indicated in verses 8 and 10, when Ezekiel followed God's instructions, the dry bones were changed into an exceedingly great army. Yes, there is power in the Word of God. Furthermore, God has some good news concerning the future of the Israelites. As stated in Ezekiel 37:12, God gave a clear promise that he will return them to their homeland. Through the miraculous transformation from dry bones to an exceedingly great army, and the promise to return them to their homeland, God was assuring the children of Israel that, contrary to their expectations, there was still hope. A lot of hope. In God, they will find the hope they had lost. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our assessment of our current personal and global situations may be gloomy, but I encourage us all to grab with both hands the hope that is found in our great God. He will successfully see us through these tough times. The reference to an exceedingly great army in Ezekiel 37:10 gives us another interesting perspective to the symbolism of the dry bones. In the Old Testament times, it was a common practice that when an army was defeated in battle, the conquerors would strip the dead defeated soldiers of all their valuables and leave the bodies to decay. Eventually, the battlefield would be littered with the bones of the defeated soldiers. soldiers. Therefore, another possible implication of the dry bones is a reminder of the defeat inflicted by the Babylonians on the Israelites. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you feel defeated in any area of your life? If so, take courage in God. You may lose a battle, but with the Almighty God on your side, you will surely win the war. It is worth noting that changes happened when the word of the Sovereign Lord was spoken to the dry bones and to the required breath. When we find ourselves in hopeless situations, we need to follow that example. We need to speak God's word boldly to our situations, believing in our hearts that God will intervene. We need to encourage ourselves with the unchanging, powerful word of the Almighty God. We notice that things changed only after Ezekiel carried out God's instructions. When we are facing difficult times, it is vital to identify what God is telling us from His word and to obey Him. One of the advantages of the lockdown we are going through is that most of us have more time to do many things. We have more time to enjoy the company of our family members, more time to sleep, more time to enjoy delicious home cooking, more time to pursue our indoor hobbies, more time to do some gardening, and more time to watch quality television programs and videos. Above all, we have more time to read the Bible and pray. It is a good time to develop a closer relationship with God. Are we spending more time with the Lord during this COVID-19 crisis than we spent with Him before the crisis? The temptation is certainly real for us to spend a lot of time doing other things and leaving very little time to spend with the Lord in Bible meditation and praying. Let us review how we spend the precious time God has given us and ensure that we get our priorities right. And I want to go to the second key point, a reminder of God's creative power. A reminder of God's creative power. In Genesis chapter 2, we read the account of how God created the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. Let us read Genesis 2, verses 7, 21, and 22. In verse 7 we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Then verses 21 to 22, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man." We see from these verses that for Adam to become a living being, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. We also observe that the creation of Eve involved God performing a miracle on a bone, the rib taken from Adam. Ezekiel 37:4-10 describes the stages the dry bones went through from being completely dead to being alive. I would like to make two observations from those verses. One, the process involved God performing a miracle on bones, dry bones. Secondly, the Hebrew word translated as breath in Ezekiel 37:5-10 is ruach, which could also mean wind or spirit. Breathing into these dry bones reminds us of God breathing into Adam's nostrils in Genesis 2:7. We can draw one important conclusion from the comparison of these verses from Genesis 2 and Ezekiel 37. And that is this point. God is our creator. He knows every cell in our bodies, and he is more than able to repair or make new ones as and when he considers necessary. God is the doctor of doctors. Therefore, if you are sick, I encourage you to continue trusting him to heal you in whatever way and in whatever time he chooses. He will surely sustain you as you continue waiting faithfully for that healing to occur or for a particular problem in your life to be solved. However, it is my prayer that your faith will grow to a point where you will agree with the words found in Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Furthermore, it is encouraging to know that God is available today to help researchers find effective medicines and vaccines that will bring to an end the current COVID-19 crisis. Let us fervently pray that he will grant them success very soon. In Ezekiel 37:14, God made another important promise concerning the restoration of Israel. He said, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. We also noticed earlier on that for the dry bones to come to life, they had to respond to God's word. We can therefore see that the complete restoration of Israel to the right relationship with God will involve obedience to God's word and the activity of the Holy Spirit. Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19, that the Holy Spirit lives inside the physical bodies of those who have been saved by Jesus Christ. Indeed, for us to enjoy the abundant life promised by our Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 10, verse 10, we need the Holy Spirit to guide and strengthen us as we do our best to be obedient to God's word. Do you truly belong to Jesus? Are you enjoying the abundant life that Christ promised his true followers? Are you obeying his word? If not, what is holding you back? And now I'd like to go to the last main point. God will open the grave. God will open the graves. I find Ezekiel 37:12 fascinating concerning the issue of resurrection. Let us read the verse again. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. The following points came to my mind as I reflected on this important verse. 1. The hopeless situation of the Jews was likened to death, whereas the deliverance promised by God was like resurrection to new life. Our spiritual condition before and after being saved by Jesus Christ can be described in a similar way. Apostle Paul made this point clearly in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. He wrote, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Paul also made this important declaration in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Have you experienced that new life in Jesus? If not, I encourage you to come to him today to accept the free gift of forgiveness that he offers you. The second thing that came to my mind when I reflected on that verse, Ezekiel 37:12, is that it reminds me of the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One of the important points in support of his resurrection was that the tomb was empty on the first day of the week. For example, Luke 24, verses 2 to 3, indicated that when the women got to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Let us remember that the tomb where they laid the body of Jesus would have been easy to locate. According to Matthew 27:57-60, the tomb was originally the one for a rich man, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council, and who had become a follower of Jesus. If the body of Jesus was in the tomb, it would have been easy for the authorities to go to the tomb and bring out the body to disprove the report of the women. However, they could not produce Christ's body. Yes, it is a historical fact that they could not find his body. It is a historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead. And because of that, our faith has a firm foundation. As Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 15:17, and if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. However, he went on to state confidently in 1 Corinthians 15:20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Praise the Lord. The third thing that Ezekiel 37:12 reminds me of is the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ and the rapture, which we all eagerly wait for. Yes, graves will open on that day. As Paul explained in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. What a day that will be! Apart from the special privilege of meeting our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be reunited with our redeemed loved ones on the day of the rapture. What a reunion that will be! Will you be among those to meet Jesus in the air on that day? If you are not sure, today you can be sure by accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord. It is important to know that nobody knows the date of the rapture, and Christ warned us to be ready. In fact, in Matthew 24:44, he said, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are you ready to meet him today? May God help us to remain faithful to him and to be ready to meet him anytime, day or night. With every day bringing us closer to the day of the rapture, it is important for us to redouble our efforts to share the good news with others. Has God been asking you to share the gospel with a particular person recently? If so, I encourage you to take action without delay. I also know that many of us have been praying fervently for our unsaved loved ones to come to faith in Jesus Christ, and we have tried in various ways to witness to them. Let us not be weary in doing that. Let us continue to trust God to answer those prayers. In this regard, I found a story that encouraged me a lot, and I hope it will encourage you as well. It is a story that is related to what is popularly known as 9/11. That is, the tragedy that happened on September 11, 2001, when some terrorists crashed some planes into the Twin Towers in New York City. This story was recorded on the website called TalkJesus.com, and I'll read it verbatim. A Christian couple were in a hurry to catch a plane to New York. They were making the trip to visit his dad, who lived there. They had shared the gospel message with him numerous times, but he would have none of it. He was a very independent, practical man, and in spite of the fact that he had faced death many times when he had been a New York firefighter, he refused to have anything to do with Christianity. On the way to the airport, their car had a puncture. The Christian couple couldn't understand why God would let this happen when he knew they were already running late. By the time they reached the airport, their scheduled flight had left, and so they returned home. A couple of hours after arriving home, they received a phone call from his dad. The substance of what they were told left them in awe of God's amazing love for them. It turned out that the plane they missed was one of those that were flown into the Twin Towers. His dad ended the call by saying he was going down to the Twin Towers to see what help he could give. As a former firefighter, he knew his training would be invaluable, and it looked like they could use all the help they could get. The next day, the couple received a call from the New York Fire Department to tell them the sad news that his dad had gone back into one of the towers and never made it out. This couple's grief was made all the worse, knowing their dad's attitude to the gospel message, which they had tried to share with him so many times. Several months went by, and a young couple with a baby in their arms arrived on their doorstep. After confirming that their dad was the New York firefighter of the same name, the young lady wished to share something with them from that fateful day. She told them that she was trapped several floors up in one of the towers, and being heavily pregnant, she was finding it difficult to escape from the turmoil. She then went on to describe how their dad had carried her down all the stairs to safety. However, as he was carrying her, she felt led to share the gospel message with him and implored him to give his life to Jesus. She told him how much God loved him, and she never let up all the way down the stairs. When they got outside of the building to safety, she described how their dad knelt there and then in the dust and committed his life to Christ. Immediately after receiving the Lord as his Savior, he went back into the building. Of course, they knew the rest of the outcome. The young couple said, "We hope you don't mind, but we have named our baby boy after your dad." So you see, it may be the 11th hour, but God is able to reach those we love in ways we never imagine. Sometimes it may seem they are totally lost, as they appear to sink ever deeper into their sinfulness. However, we know from scriptural examples how God uses circumstances to get their attention and to draw them unto Himself. Never give up hope for your loved one's salvation, and continue to pray for them, and God will reward your faithfulness. Well, I hope that will encourage you as it encouraged me. In conclusion, we have considered the topic, Look Beyond the Grave, and we focused on the following points. There is power in God's Word. Then secondly, a reminder of God's creative power. And then God will open up the graves. I'd like to leave you with the following challenges. However hopeless and discouraging your situation may be today, remember that there is hope in God. You may have lost a battle in your life, but remember that with God on your side, you will win the war. I urge you to continue trusting Him and His precious word. God's creative power was evident in the vision of the valley of dry bones. God is our creator, and He knows every cell in our bodies. If you are sick today, I encourage you to continue trusting Him to heal you. He will surely sustain you while you are waiting for that healing. And I also pray that you will develop a strong faith that will accept that Habakkuk declaration. We need to use the opportunity of the lockdown to spend more time meditating on God's word and praying. It is a great opportunity for us to develop a closer relationship with God. Don't let that opportunity pass you by. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a reality. His tomb was empty on that first Easter Sunday morning. He is alive today, but He will come back suddenly on the day of the rapture. On that day, the dead in Christ will rise to meet Him in the sky, along with true believers who are alive. The rapture could happen anytime. Are you ready to meet our Lord Jesus Christ today? Let us continue to share the gospel with others as a matter of urgency. If you want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ, you need to accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord. In John 3:16, we read the following wonderful promise. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus paid dearly for all our sins on the cross, but the beneficiaries are those who personally believe that this great sacrifice was for their sins. If you have never taken this step of faith in Jesus, I urge you to consider doing so today. And lastly, if you have already accepted Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, is there any area of your life where you are disobeying Him? If so, confess it to Him, accept His forgiveness, and live a life of true repentance. May God interpret these words into our hearts. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your word that has gone out. I pray that you use it to encourage us, to challenge us. And I pray also, Lord, that you will help us to really appreciate you more and more every passing day. We pray that each one of us will be ready for that great day of the rapture. Help us to proclaim your word loud and clear, in word and in deed. And we pray that you bless all our efforts. At this time, Lord, we want to remember all those people all over the world who have lost their loved ones. We pray that you deeply comfort them and heal the pains in their hearts. We also pray for those who are in hospitals, clinics, home care or care homes, those who have been infected by this COVID-19 illness. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will touch them, that you will heal them completely, Lord. And we pray that you will protect the rest of us from infection. We also want to thank you for the marvelous work being done by the frontline NHS staff. We thank you, Lord, for their dedication. We thank you that they are putting their lives on the line for the sake of the rest of us. Father, we pray that you will strengthen them, that you will protect them from infection. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that their efforts will bear fruit. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we pray for our leaders. We pray, O Lord, that you grant them wisdom to take good decisions at this very critical time. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you be with all those working hard as in research organizations, in hospitals, in laboratories, wherever they may be, trying to find solution to this problem. We pray, O God, that you will inspire all the researchers to find effective medication, to find effective vaccines that will bring to an end soon this COVID-19 crisis. Thank you that you are in control. To you be all the power, to you be all the honor, to you be all the glory, both now and forevermore. We ask all these things in the marvelous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.